Derek Warren here with Tim Hemman of IDOT District 7. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, good to be here, Derek.
Yeah, there's lots of construction still going on. We are getting closer to the winter season. It's getting into fall now. But it's been really dry, so I've been able to get a lot of work done. We'll start with Fayette Avenue. What's the update there?
Yeah, we're coming closer to a close here on Fayette. We're finishing up the sod on the project, and we're also finishing up the striping on the project. So by end of the week, we should have majority of the work will be completed. We will have some punch list items, you know, for the next couple weeks. There'll be some random lane closures to do some patching and repair work on some of the panels that may have cracked or something like that. So we're just touch some touch up work and stuff. So projects for the most part is done after this week.
All right, good to hear. Now I have gotten some questions about the medians there on the intersection of Fayette and Henrietta. What's the thought process of having those medians there? Because it does cut off like turn lanes to businesses or certain roads in the area there.
Yeah, mainly for safety. Where it doesn't allow left turns into entrances where it may cause, like if someone would stop and want to turn left, if that median wasn't there, they may back. Then, you know, there's a lot of ongoing, pretty heavy traffic out there. So if you have to wait for a lot of traffic to get by, you could have traffic back up into the intersection, you know, and maybe cause an accident. Or with the heavy traffic, even turning left in the area could be unsafe also with the heavy traffic. With all the traffic movements, it's to control the traffic movements so you basically have less accidents.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've seen some people doing U-turns already since these have been implemented, so I kind of wanted to ask. And I know not supposed to do that, just for the record. Not supposed to do U-turns on the road.
Yeah, they're mainly put out there for safety and, you know, basically the flow, keep the flow of traffic moving, you know.
Okay, yeah, just keep it moving, be safe for everyone. If you have to turn around at the end of the road, then by all means, that's what you have to do, so... I just wanted to ask about that. We've had some questions about the medians being put in there, so I wanted to address that.
No problem.
Any other updates on Fayette? I know it'll eventually be extended on past the underpass there and go on all the way down to Willow, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We're working on right away. You know, trying to purchase the right away. I think they're trying to put together possibly next year maybe a demolition. A contract to get rid of all the buildings. Then once the buildings are done, then utilities can get in there and remove some of their utilities underground. Then eventually we'll do the construction project. So that's kind of the process, what they're looking at right now.
So the demolition would be along the south side of Fayette then, correct?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. That's where most of the buildings will be. Demolition will happen.
Yeah, there's already been a few businesses that have moved, like the Gabby Goat, and then A1 is moving across the road there. So they're already making plans for that, I see.
Yeah, they've been, our Land Act personnel, they've been working with a lot of local business and stuff and trying to negotiate through some purchasing the properties.
Okay, yeah, so that's in progress on that end, but the construction itself looks to be winding down here fairly soon then, right?
Yeah, on the West Fayette project, yeah, it's going to be worse. You know, they're, like I said, majority of the actual work is going to be done this week, and we'll just have some periodic lane closures the next couple of weeks, finishing some things up.
Okay. All right, I'll move on from Fayette then. What other projects do we have in the area?
Well, we do have a Banker Street overpass project where we were going to do some bridge repair work, and that's just south of Fayette Avenue on Banker Street. That project, you know, we're working with the railroad and trying to get some agreements in place. So maybe mid to late September, we might get started on that. And that project would take several months to complete. There'll be one lane in each direction when we do that project. We have Illinois 33 resurfacing project going on from Beter to Newton. They should finish up the asphalt and the ag shoulders next week. We also have the I-70 project east of Montrose, 6 miles east of Montrose, the bridge project. It's down to one lane. When people are going through there, just pay attention for slow traffic and you know, changing conditions as you go through that area.
Yeah, always have safety first, for sure.
Yeah, especially on I-70 there. It seems like with all the truck traffic, it backs up quite, you know, about every day.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to see all the trucks out there, but got to drive safe first. Now, any other project in the area? I know probably winding down for the season.
Yeah, well, we've got a few other smaller projects. We've got one going on right now in the Dietrich Montrose Blacktop. It's basically we're adding HMA shoulders, asphalt shoulders to each side of the pavement. So that'd be nice for the traveling public for safety and for farm equipment also. And also once they get done, that'd be done next week there. And then they're going to be going over to U.S. 45 from Rickleman to south of Sigel to the Shelby County line. We're going to add asphalt shoulders along there also. So okay. That's another safety aspect along that route. Also, we got some Keller Drive in Henrietta from basically Ford Avenue to Grove Street. We're going to have some pavement patching in the area. And that will be starting, I think that starts about mid-September, and that'll probably take a couple weeks to complete. And on I-57, we have some crack sealing, and that's basically south of Evingham from, and like I said, it's on 57, and it's from I-70 down to the Clay County line. That project take about 2 weeks, and just basically some maintenance stuff on the roadway, some crack sealing. Other than that, that's about it. A lot of small projects going on.
Yeah, kind of all over the place. Now, that one on 57 you just mentioned, does that go all the way down past the Edgewood interchange then?
Yes, it does in the southbound lanes. The northbound lanes, I think it just starts at the Little Wabash River going north.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to see where exactly the cutoff was there. You said the Clay County line is a little bit blurry in there sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
But all right. So that's the updates for this month. Anything else you want to mention? Obviously, drive safe in the construction zones and be aware.
Yeah, just stay off your electronic devices. Don't get distracted and slow down and pay attention to changing conditions as you go through a construction zone.
Always. Keep yourself safe and keep the people working there safe as well.